This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. This story was written by Brad Duncan for the Grand Forks Herald in 1996. In this story, he reminisces about his grandma, Laura Queen, from Pine Creek. The old house is gone now, its foundation buried deep under the winter snow. But the memories of Christmases spent in that two-story farmhouse with no indoor plumbing burn as strong as ever. Ah, what memories they are. For more than 75 years, that house, tucked into an aspen grove in Roseau County, Minnesota, less than a mile from the Canadian border, was home to the Queen family Christmas celebrations. From miles around, the relatives came, Queens, Johnsons, and later Duckins, to celebrate Christmas cheer, to open presents round the spruce tree with its distinctive bubble lights, to eat like there was no tomorrow. Turkey, lefse, mashed potatoes, lefse, meatballs, lefse, gravy, lefse, lutefisk, lefse, fatiman, lefse, rummagroat, lefse, fudge, lefse, pie, lefse. Food always ranked right up there with presents at these holiday celebrations. Little wonder, one of the best cooks in Roseau County was at the stove working her holiday magic. In the early days, she whipped up the feasts on a simple cast iron wood stove. Later, she graduated to a gas range, the kind with a gas oven and four burners on one half and a wood stove on the other. She was Laura Johnson, my grandmother. To some of the clan, she was Auntie Laura. To my sister, two brothers, and me, she was Grandma. To all, she was remarkable. If there ever is a Hall of Fame for Lutheran Church Lady Cooks of Scandinavian heritage, Grandma will be a charter member. She celebrated her last Christmas in 1976, and even though her health was failing, she spent at least part of it in front of the stove. She wouldn't have had it any other way. Grandma always was a cook, from the time she was a young girl. She cooked for threshers, schools, and restaurants over the years, but she was at her best in front of the stove in that two-story farmhouse near the Canadian border. A woman of true pioneer spirit, she did so much with so little. Her recipes weren't fancy. She probably didn't follow recipes for all I know, but that didn't keep family members from coming back for more. She had help, of course, especially in those later years, but Grandma always was the woman in control in her kitchen. The grown-ups would gather around the oak clawfoot table, extended by two leaves that only came out for special occasions. The kids would eat at card tables in the entry and living room. I suppose Grandma ate too, but I can't picture her at the table. I only see her at the stove. Christmas wasn't just a one-day event back then. The visiting, the camaraderie, the feasts carried over into the new year. The food hardly was low-cal. It was full of cream, butter, fat, and all those other things that overzealous food cops detest in these modern times, but it sure was tasty. I think of those days often now, and even though I'm not an old-timer yet, I'm old enough to realize I was part of something special, spending Christmas in that old two-story house. Christmas never tasted better than when Grandma, when Auntie Laura, was at work in her kitchen. Her kitchen. Thanks, Brad Duncan, for writing about your grandma. We should all write down our memories of our grandparents. If you do, consider sharing your stories with the museum for the next generations to enjoy. If we don't tell our children what we remember about their ancestors, those stories will be lost with our generation. Start the new year with a resolution to document your history. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.